مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now, dear respected viewers of Madanation, we welcome you in a beautiful, unique program called Salam of Raza. Inshallah, in this program, we will explain beautiful poetry of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman, and in specific, Salam of Raza. The Salam Ahl Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman has written. Inshallah, we will explain the one we normally recite and hear a lot. Inshallah, we will explain what it means and what Ahl Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written. Be with us from start till end. Inshallah, an immense amount of knowledge you will gain from this program. Alhamdulillah, we have got our brother Amir, who is a beautiful Naat reciter. He will recite those couplets which will be explained in English, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal too. So, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or do any good deed. Alhamdulillah, I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you're watching, you can make this intention, inshallah, you will watch this program from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jal. Respecting viewers, before we proceed towards the kalam of Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, the salam he has written in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, let me mention a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran with regards to salawat and salutations upon the best of creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen, meaning Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. So respective viewers, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues two commands to the believers, mu'mineen, to invoke blessings, salawat on our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to send salam, salutations on him. So two things are separately mentioned. One is salat and one is salam. So we have to send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam according to this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as send salutations upon the best of creation, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Now, the most often recited salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is As-Salat Ibrahimi, which is normally recited in every prayer. Now, since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, volumes of salawat and salams, salutations on him, have been composed by the ulama, learned scholars, in many well-known languages, both in prose and poetry. And the most famous salam in the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam ever written in Urdu language is Salam of Raza. Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, famously known as Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilakhu Salam, Shab'i Bazmi Hidayat Bilakhu Salam. It is recited across the globe, alhamdulillah, and it is well known and very famous across the globe. And respective viewers, it is recited by Muhibbin at the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. It is musk-scented and rose adorned with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is recited from Ajmer to London, from Lahore to Toronto, from Mombasa to Chicago, indeed all over the world. It shows the depth of the love of Imam for our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So when we talk about how Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman has depicted and described the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, the best appearance of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, the best attributes, sifat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam, then we come to know that the sifat of the most noble attributes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in general, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written from 1 to 33 sonnets or couplets. And then sifat of his physical appearance, couplet 34 to 81, they have been described and mentioned. Sifat meaning the attributes of his life and times, couplet 82 to 109. Sifat of Ahlul Bayt, the best family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sahaba, his noble companions, may Allah be pleased with them. They are in couplet 110 to 149. And sifat, attributes of Awliya Allah, Sufi masters, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Salihin, the pious ones, couplet 150 to 171. That's how Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has written approximately 171 sonnets, couplets, to describe the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to describe the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, to describe the attributes of the blessed family, Sahaba Kiram, Ahlullah, Awliya Allah, Salihin, and our pious predecessors. This is the brilliant work of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, and he has presented his salam, salutations in the best of creation, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, when we talk about the salam of Razab, we come to know that the first couplet is with salam, while the second couplet is with both durood, meaning blessings, and salam, meaning salutations. There are 45 such couplets with both durood and salam. Hence, the salam is called durood salam or salatu salam. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, many shuruhat, explanations of the salam have been written, but no one can do justice, full justice, to express in words the depth of the love of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman has for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nor is it possible to fully understand what actually Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wishes to convey. No doubt, when we will explain you, then you will understand what a masterpiece this work of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is. And respected viewers, as we go through the salam, trying each time to understand more of it, we find that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayh rahmatu rahman is truly rooted in Sharia, meaning the sacred Muslim law, is a master of tariqah, meaning spiritual path leading to Allah, and is full of haqiqa, marifa, knowledge of spiritual realities. And may Muslims continue to gain sabab, spiritual reward, by reciting his salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim, and achieve maghfirat, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, this salam is unique in that the Imam has praised the miraculous powers of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Nurin min Nurillah, and he salutes each of his physical features. For example, his glittering forehead and face, auspicious head and hair, gem-like eyes and vision, ears which heard from far and near, beautiful skin, fragrant sweat, noble beard, rose-like lips, gifted tongue, dignified shoulders, the seal of the prophethood between his shoulders, generous hands and strong arms, miraculous fingers and loving heart, this has been beautifully described in Salami Raza when he praises the beautiful physical appearance of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we'll try to capture those beautiful words and try to explain you how beautifully Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has mentioned in his poetry in this Salam, Salam of Raza. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, Ahlazat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman starts this salam with this beautifully words. He says, Mustafa jaan rahmat pe laakhon salam, Mustafa jaan rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe laakhon salam. Allahu Akbar, which means millions of salutations on Mustafa, the essence of mercy, millions of salutations on the light of guidance. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, this word Mustafa, that means the chosen one. Allahu Akbar. Alazat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh starts this salam mentioning the beautiful title of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, being the chosen one. Oh, Ala in Arfa, the one who is, subhanallah, has the highest status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is best of all the prophets, anbiya and rusul. He is Mustafa. He is the chosen one. And millions of salutations, salam, be upon Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim, who is jaan of rahmat, who is the essence of the karam and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who himself is rahmatul lil alameen. And subhanallah, who is the jaan of our iman, who is the essence of our iman, who is the soul of our iman. May millions of salutations be upon the soul of our iman, the jaan of rahmah, the soul, the essence of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further he says, shama'i bazmi hidayat billakho salam, millions of salutations on the light of guidance. Allahu Akbar. This shamma, this candle of this mahfil, this bazm, which bazm is this? Which gathering is this? Which mahfil is this? This mahfil is mahfil of anbiya-i kiram. This bazm, this beautiful gathering is gathering of anbiya-i kiram. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam stands out being the beautiful lightning candle of that bazm, that mahfil of anbiya. And Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman says, may millions of salutations be upon the light of guidance, this shama of hidayah, this shama, this candle of guidance, this light, this noor, which is the candle of that bazm, that mahfil, that gathering of anbiya kiram. May millions of salam be upon the Mustafa, Jani, Rahmat, Subhanallah. Let's now listen this beautiful couplet.
Mustafa, Jani, Rahmat, Pe, Laakhon, Salam, Shama'i, Bazm, Hidayat, Pe, Laakhon, Salam. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae bazm e hidayat pe laakhon salam. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae bazm e hidayat pe laakhon salam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae bazm e hidayat pe laakhon salam. Another beautiful couplet of this salam. Jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya, jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigahe inayat pe laakhon salam. Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman says, whosoever it fell, life itself was revived. Peace be upon that life bestowing gaze of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is Nigahe Mustafa. This is the blessed sight of Mustafa صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم when it fell over any dead, Allah Akbar, that revived it, Allah Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, those they were dead due to the disbelief, the blessed sight of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam revived them and gave them life of Iman, subhanallah. They embraced the religion of Islam, alhamdulillah. This was Nigahe Mustafa. Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman says, jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam a gaya, us Nigahe Inayat pe lakhon salam.
جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا, جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا, اس نگاہ عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام. مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام, شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Another beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman writes, کس کو دیکھا یہ موسیٰ سے پوچھے کوئی, کس کو دیکھا یہ موسیٰ سے پوچھے کوئی, آنکھ والوں کی ہمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. He says, whom did he see, meaning سیدنا موسیٰ علی نبینا علیہ الصلاة والسلام. Let someone inquire of موسیٰ, peace be upon the courage of the one with such eyes, meaning here he is referring to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the account of Shab-e Mi'raj, the night of ascension, Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own naked eyes. And this is the courage of the eyes of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is writing, Allahu Akbar, and he is saying, if anyone can ask, whom did he see, meaning Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam, let someone inquire from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam about seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he sends millions of salutations upon the courage of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahu Akbar. Respective views of Madani Channel, one side is Kaleemullah and on other side is Habibullah. This is the difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beloved is also Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wasalam, but his title is Kaleemullah, and the most beloved to Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, whose title is Habibullah. And here this difference can easily be understood, that Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wasalam wished to have the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lifetime, but he could not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his naked eyes, and to him was said, لَن تَرَانِي, Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the Zaat, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself called Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, send Sayyidina Jibreel Amin. And this honor, this status is also for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kis ko dekha ye Musa se poochhe koi, aankh walon ki himmat pe lakhon salam.
Kis ko dekha ye Musa se poochhe koi, kis ko dekha ye Musa se poochhe koi, کس کو دیکھا یہ موسیٰ سے پوچھے کوئی, آنکھ والوں کی ہمت امت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Now, Aradan alayhi rahman talked about the blessed sight of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. He talked about the blessed vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now, in this next couplet, Aradan al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahman is talking about the blessed ear, the hearing power of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. He is writing, Duro nazdik ke سننے والے وہ کان، دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان، کانے لالے کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام، those ears which can hear from both near and from afar، peace be upon that mind، rubies of karamat. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the hearing power of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam can hear from near and from far. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman is talking about the hearing power of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane laale karamat pe laakhon salaam.
Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, duro نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان، دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان، کان لال کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
And now Aladat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman is talking about the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. How beautifully he writes, and what a beautiful comparison he brings in this beautiful couplet. Allahu Akbar. He says, patli patli gule quds ki pattiyan, patli patli gule quds ki pattiyan, un labon ki nazakat pe lakhon salam. Here Aladat alayhi rahmat is comparing the petals of rose of Jannah, not of this world, the rose petals of Jannah is referred and compared with the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then Aladat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking about the delicacy of those rose petals of Jannah, and he says this is how these beautiful delicate lips of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam are. And he says, how delicate the pearls of that holy rose, peace be upon the exquisiteness of those lips. Patli patli gulay quds ki pattiyan, un labon ki nazakat pe lakhon salam.
Patli patli gulay quds ki پتیاں، پتلی پتلی گولے قدس کی پتیاں، پتلی پتلی گولے قدس کی پتیاں، ان لبوں کی نزاکت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
And now Aladat alayhi rahman is describing the beauty of the blessed teeth of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Aladat writes, جن کے گچھے سے لچھے جھڑے نور کے، جن کے گچھے سے لچھے جھڑے نور کے، ان ستاروں کی نزہت پہ لاکھوں سلام. From his clustered pearls radiate those roots of light. Peace be upon the enchantment of those stars. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, how beautifully Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is saying this beautiful treat. When Rasulullah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam smiles, they look like stars and light is emanating from these stars. Allahu Akbar. And this is how Ala Hazrat is describing the beauty of the blessed treat of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Jin ke gucche se lachche jhane noor ke un sitaron ki nuzhat pe lakhon salam.
جن کے گوچھے سے لچھے جڑے نور کے، جن کے گوچھے سے لچھے جڑے نور کے، جن کے گوچھے سے لچھے جڑے نور کے، ان ستاروں کی نزہت پہ لاکھوں سلام. مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
And now respective views of Madani Channel, Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is describing the blessed mouth of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, the blessed دہن of مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم. He writes, وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Alan says, announce whose every word is divine revelation. Peace be upon the fount of knowledge and wisdom. Allahu Akbar. That blessed mouth of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is no doubt a fountain of knowledge and wisdom, and every word is divine revelation. Whatever Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam says is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Quranic ayah which supports this. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُحَىٰ. اللہ اکبر. جس کے عالی مقالات وحی خدا، جس کے غیبی اشارات وحی خدا، جس کے الفاظ آیات وحی خدا، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Now Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is talking about that beautiful mouth and its moisture, even the moisture of the mouth. Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is describing and sending millions of salam upon the moisture of the mouth. Allah Rahmatullahi Rahmat says, Jiske pani se shadab jano jina, Jiske pani se shadab jano jina, اس دہن کی تراوت پہ لاکھوں سلام. He says, its water makes both spirits and gardens, gardens of Jannah. Spirits meaning souls and gardens of Jannah verdant. Peace be upon the moisture of such a mouth. Blessed mouth of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. جس کے پانی سے شاداب جانو جنا، اس دہن کی تراوت لاکھوں سلام.
جس کے پانی سے شاداب جانو جینا، جس اس کے پانی سے شاداب جانو جینا، جس کے پانی سے شاداب جانو جینا، اس دہر کی تراوت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Ala Hazrat Rahmat Rahman is now talking about the Lahab Dahan of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed saliva of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, jis se khari kuen shirae jaan bane, us zulale halawat pe lakhon salam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmat Rahman is saying, from it salty wells become sweet like syrup. Peace be upon that sweet, clear spring water, the blessed Lahab-e Dahan of Rasool alayhi salatu wasalam, jisse khari kuen shirae jaan bane. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, from the water Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam drank water, that water which was salty water that became sweet. This is the blessed saliva of Rasool alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman is praising that blessed saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, jis se khari kuen shirae ja bane, us zulale halawat pe lakhon salam.
Jis se khari kuen shirae ja bane, jis se khari kuen shirae ja bane, جس سے کھاری کوئیں شیرائے جا بنے، اس زلال حلاوت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
And now Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about the blessed tongue of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat says, وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام. اللہ اکبر. A tongue which is known to all as the key to being, peace be upon its effective commandments. Allahu Akbar. Respective viewers, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is talking about the blessed tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's mentioned in Muslim Sharif that once a person was coming, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, you be Abu Khuthaymah. And Allahu Akbar, when that person came, he was Abu Khuthaymah. Allahu Akbar. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's kingdom is not only in this dunya but also in the hereafter. That's why Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said that I have two ministers, two are on this earth and two are in the skies. And then Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he sends millions of salutations upon the hukumat, upon the kingdom of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, which is not only in this world but also in the hereafter. And that kingdom has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about the blessed tongue of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, wo zaban jis ko sab kun ki kunji kahein, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakhon salam.
وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، اس کی نافذ حکومت امت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
And then آن حضرت علی رحمہ رائٹس، اس کی پیاری فصاحت پہ بے حد درود، اس کی دلکش بلاغت پہ لاکھوں سلام، meaning countless blessings upon his lovely speech, peace be upon his heart, enticing eloquence. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the praise Hazrat Ali Rahma is writing about the eloquent speech of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his fasahat, his balaghat, his beautiful speech and eloquence. Allahu Akbar. When you talk about the eloquence of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, fasahat and balaghat of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, beautiful speech of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has said that great eloquent speakers of Arab, when they come in front of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, they cannot speak a word. They become mute. It seems they do not have tongue in their mouth. Allahu Akbar. Not only that, it seems in fact they do not have soul in their body when they come in front of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Even they are very much eloquent speakers, but when they come in front of the eloquence of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they become speechless, they become mute, and like they are dead. They don't have soul in their body. This is the eloquence of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And here Al-Hazrat is talking about that fasahat, that balagat, that eloquence. Allahu Akbar. And he says, uski pyari fasahat pe behad durood, countless of blessings upon his lovely speech, uski dilkash balagat pe lakhu salam, peace be upon his heart, enticing eloquence.
Uski pyari fasahat pe behad durood, uski pyari fasahat pe behad durood, uski pyari fasahat pe behad durood, uski dil کش بالا غت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, now Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is talking about the blessed beard of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Around his beautiful mouth, the blessed khat mubarak of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he says, khat ki girde dahan wo dilara phaban sabzae nahre rahmat pe lakhon salam. A beard around the mouth, striking loveliness. Peace be upon that beard of the stream of mercy. Allahu Akbar. He is referring that the stream of mercy, the rahmah, the blessed beard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahu Akbar. Khat ki girde dahan wo dilara phaban.
خط کی گردِ دہن وہ دل آرا فبن، خط کی گردِ دہن وہ دل آرا فبن، خط کی گردِ دہن وہ دل آرا فبن، سبزہ مت پہ لاکھوں سلام، مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have included few sonnets, few couplets from Salam of Raza. The Salam which Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman has written in the praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam and Hadiyah Salam, the gift of salutations which he has presented in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. We have tried to explain what is understood by the learned scholars, the ulama, what they have written. We've just presented that. To be honest, we have not been able to do full justice with the poetry of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman and what actually it meant when he wrote this beautiful kalam. And subhanallah, but what we have done is to explain you whenever you listen this well-known famous kalam which is recited across the globe, alhamdulillah, in every masjid of the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. After Salatul Jumu'ah, they stand and they recite this out of love and devotion for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, following the commandment, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Following this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they recite this beautiful kalam, this salam of Raza. And we have tried to explain whatever we have been able to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort. And there are so many other beautiful sonnets, beautiful couplets, inshallah, in upcoming programs. We'll come with them. Be with us. Keep watching Madani Channel and try to invite people to watch this beautiful program of Salam of Raza. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae baz mein hidayat pe laakhon salam.